Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechus Nazir, Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph and Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecha to find Reziva Hagon B'Karav Mamesh. And Mishnah Aleph tells us Hagayim Ein Lahem Naziros. Gayim don't have Naziros. They're allowed to bring a carbon to the base of Mikdash, but they can't make themselves an official Nazir and bring the carbonus of a Nazir. And that's because the Pasuk says Dabar El Bnei Yisrael, speak to the Bnei Yisrael and tell them about being a Nazir. And we learn from there that Bnei Yisrael could be Nazirim, but a Gay can't be a Nazir. However, says the Mishnah, Nashim Avadim Yesh Lahem Naziros, a woman or a non-Jewish Eved who has a din of a woman could be Nazirim. But there's differences. There's a chumra we find by women over Avadim. He could force his Eved to drink wine and become Tamei Meis, but he can't force his wife. Once his wife makes herself a Nazira, he has to allow her to be a full-fledged Nazira. However, even if his Eved Kanani makes himself a Nazir, he can force his Eved to drink wine or to be Tamei Lameisim. It could be that his Eved has a health issue and he needs to drink wine. Maybe his Eved's job is a grave digger, so he has to dig graves, or many other reasons why he would force his Eved to do so, and he is allowed to, even though his Eved is a Nazir. And the flip side is true as well. We find a chomer by Avadim over women. Shehu mefer nidrei ishtoi. He could be mefer his wife's neder of Nazirus. But he can't be mefer his Eved's neder of Nazirus. And even though he's allowed to force his Eved to drink wine and become Tamei Meis, but that doesn't mean he took away the neder. And that's what the Mishnah continues saying. Hefer l'ishtoi, hefer alamis. If he's mefer his wife's neder of Nazirus, that's forever. She is not a Nazir at all, forever and ever. However, hefer l'avdoi, if he was mefer his Eved's Nazirus, basically meaning that he told him he has to drink wine or become Tamei Meis, so yatzal cheros, if the Eved is now freed, mashlim nazirusai, he has to complete his Nazirus, because it was never taken away fully. Now let's say the Eved made a neder of Nazirus, and his master was Maicha, he protested, and he made him drink wine. But then, avar mikneged panav, the Eved ran away from his master. Is he allowed to continue drinking wine? Or no? Maybe since he's not physically by his master, he has to act like a Nazir. And Rav Meir says, lo yishta, he's not allowed to drink wine. And that's because it's going to be a push for him to go back to his master. However, Rav Yesi says, yishta, he is allowed to drink wine, even though he's not physically by his master, since his master is going to send out search parties and hire private detectives to go find his Eved and bring him back to work. So it's as if the Eved is physically by the master, and he's allowed to continue drinking wine, even though he's not actually there. Moving on to Mishnah Beis, Nazir Shigilach v'noy deloishu tamei. Let's say Nazir, he shaved, meaning he finished his Nazirus Betahara, and he went through the whole process, he shaved his head, and then afterwards it turned out that during his Nazirus, he really became Tamei Meis. So im Tumah Yadua, Saiser. If the Tumah was a Tumah Yadua, something that he should have known about, so then it knocks away all of his Nazirus that he did, and he has to restart from the beginning. However, im Tumas HaTahayim, if it's Tumas HaTahayim, which literally translated means Tumah of the Deep, and that's basically a Tumah that he couldn't have known about, Einai Saiser, so it doesn't knock away his Nazirus, and he's free to go. However, imad Shelai Gila, if he discovered this before he shaved, benkach benkach saiser, it doesn't make a difference what type of tumah it is. Even if it's a tumas hatahaim, it would be saiser his naziros. And why is that, you ask? Because of Allah Chalmaish Misinai, and that's the only difference. If it was discovered that it became tumah with tumas hatahaim after he shaved, no problem. But if beforehand, yes, a problem. The mission now just clarifies, Ketzad, what's the situation? So Yarlit Bal Ma'ara, let's say when he was a Nazir, he had went to be Tival in a Ma'ara inside a pool that was in a cave, Vinimtza Meis Saf Al Pia Ma'ara, and later on it turned out that there was a dead person floating on the top of this water, and there's a suffix whether or not he touched him. Tame, he's Tame. That's because this is Tumah Yadua. He should have known about it. The dead person's floating there. However, Nimtza Meshuka B'Karka Ma'ara, let's say afterwards a mace was found sunken into the bottom of the pool, and so the Nazir couldn't possibly have known about him. That's called Tumas HaTahayim, so then it makes a difference. Yar L'Haker, if the Nazir was Tahar and he had went into this pool of water just because he wanted to cool off, it was nice cool water, so Tahar, we say he's Tahar. However, L'Tahar M'Tumas Mace, if he was Tame and he had went into this pool of water to become Tahar, Tame, so then we say he's Tame. And why is that? Shecheskas Tame Tame, Becheskas Tahar Tahar. If he was Becheskas Tame, we say he's still Tame. And if he was Becheskas Tahar, we say that he's still Tahar. Why is it that we apply the Halacha Mashmi Sinai in one case and not the other? And here we're going to see a term that's going to come up in the next few Mishnayas, Shiraglayim Ladavar, because there's Raglayim to it, which means there's a real Svara, there's real logic to push us one way and not the other. It's logical to say that he's Tame because it's Tumas HaTahayim, only if his Chazaka always was that he was Tame. But if his Chazaka was that he was Tahar, so then there's no reason to say that the Tumas HaTahayim makes him Tame. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Gimel and Dalet, with Halachas having to do with a mace or a Tumah, and even though they're not related to Nazir, they're brought up because of this concept that we just mentioned, Raglayim Ladavar. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.